It's unlocking. Well, here we are. Post-Tisha B'Av. The title, I think, of our discussion today appropriately is Nechama and Tefillah, the truth of the mind, the pain of the heart. First of all, let's discuss just very briefly the word Nechama. Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis talks about Vayinachem, that the Kol Lashon Nechama, where we find the Lashon Nechama, is an idea of Machshava Acheres, a different way of thinking about things, or approaching things, of seeing things, of understanding things. That's what Nechama is about. And that's the goal, really, in Nichum Avelim. Again, there are different pathways to this. It depends on the person who is in the state of Avelus. It depends on the person who is being Menachem. But our goal is, ultimately, and sometimes all we can do to accomplish, or to at least put ourselves on the road of this goal, is to say, Amokim Menachem Eschem B'soch Shavei L'Tzion Yerushalayim. That's all we can do. It's very, very relative to the situation and the people involved. But the idea being is to be able to give the person a little bit of mind space to be able to think perhaps differently, more broadly about that which has happened in terms of the one who has passed away, in terms of themselves, in terms of life, etc. Machshav Acheres. Machshav Acheres. That being the case, so the subtitle on page 1 of Tisha B'Av is over, shall we turn up the music, or is something more expected of us? That's really a rhetorical question. It's evident that the goal of the 7 weeks, the 7 Haftorahs of Nechama that succeed Tisha B'Av is not let's just forget the bad times, you know, let's just forget about it, not think about it anymore, and we'll party. So that's obvious. That was not the goal. That was not the goal, and it's not the goal in terms of the Jewish cycle of the year, and it's not the goal in Jewish history. In order to appreciate more, we're going to discuss some ideas that we actually have discussed before, a number of them, just perhaps not put together in the same fashion, but a number of ideas. And let's start. First of all, our parsha is replete with total unbelievable spiritual, scriptural pyrotechnics this week. We have Yasser Sadibros, we have Moshe's Tefillah of Eschanan. We learn ideas of Tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah. We have Kriya Shema at the end of the Parsha. A lot is going on. A lot is going on. There are other things, obviously, also as well that are going on. Just a tremendous number of topics. Let's examine Shema just for a second. In spite of the fact that we find the Psukim of Shema and V'ohavta in this week's Parsha, next week we'll see in the Mikra V'yayim Shema, but this week we have Shema and V'ohavta, Es Hashem Lokecho, V'chol Vovcho, V'chol Mafshecho, V'chol Meodecho, etc. Even though it makes its first written appearance here in Parshas Veschanan, Chazal tell us that the story of Shema goes back much, much, much further. It goes back to Sefer Bereishis. It says, Vayesor Yosef Merkavto, Yaakov Avinu has discovered that his son Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelech. He is the for all intents and purposes, the de facto manager of all of Mitzrayim. He's coming to see Yosef, whom he has thought for years as either been dead, or if he's alive, who knows where he is. He's probably not the same Yosef, right? The tzaddik that he had taught, that was his ben zakunim, that was his favorite son, etc. And now he's coming to meet Yosef, and he knows that Yosef is really, from this hints that Yosef has sent him, he knows that Yosef is Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef Merkavto, and Yosef put together his own, as it were, carriage, his own chariot. Vayal likras Yisrael Aviv, and he went to greet his father as Yaakov Avinu was arriving in Eretz Mitzrayim. Goshen, in the land of Goshen. Vayera Elav, Vayipol al Tzavarav, Vayevk al Tzavarav Od. And Yosef falls upon his father's neck, and he cries exceedingly. And of course, Chazal points out, Rashi points out for us, that it doesn't say that Yaakov is crying. And Rashi points out, it says to us, Va'amro v'seinu shahaya kore es Shema. What was Yaakov saying? He was saying Shema. Saying Shema. What's the meaning of that? Yaakov is saying Shema. So let's examine this. Let's examine the backdrop. Let's examine the background. Let's understand what Shema is saying to us. Earlier, not that much earlier, but earlier, in Sefer Bereishis, 20-some-odd psukim earlier, before Yaakov actually comes down to Mitzrayim, he stops, and there he has a vision in Eretz Yisrael before he goes down to Mitzrayim. And Hashem tells him, Anochi reid imcha Mitzrayim, v'anochi e'alcha gam alo, v'yosef yashis yado aleinecha. Yaakov Avinu has had Ruach HaKodesh return to him. It has been absent all these years in when Yosef has been separated from him. He didn't have that clarity. And now it's returned to him. And he's afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is known as Erev HaSa'aretz. It is the most degraded, debauched, as it were, place. It's the antithesis of what Yaakov Avinu is looking for both himself, for his family, as an environment within which to live. And he's concerned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do not be afraid. I will go down with you. I will come out with you. There's much to be said about this pasuk. It's not our topic now. We're not doing parshas Vayigash. The Yosef Yashis es yado leinecha, and Yosef will place his hands upon your eyes. Once again, this phrase also is pregnant with meaning, and there are many different ways to explain it, etc. But the Meshech Chochma said something that's particularly relevant to us. Yosef Yashis yado leinecha sheze ha'inyan ya'atzom einecha shebal tachkor uval tistakel achrei darkei v'hashgacha kiramu. What would be the point, Yaakov Avinu could think, of going down to Mitzrayim? Ruach HaKodesh has returned to me, not to go down to Mitzrayim, to the land of Tumah. I don't understand. What's the point? Which direction are you taking me, Hashem? Says the Meshech Chochma, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yosef, Yashis es yado leinecha. Let the experience of Yosef be like a hand, his hand upon your eyes. Just as you did not ever think that you would see him again, and certainly to see him again intact as Yosef HaTzadik, that was beyond your wildest expectations, and yet it took place. The ununderstandable became fact. The unconceivable became a reality. So too, now as you march down into the darkness of Chutz La'aretz, the darkness of the Golus of Mitzrayim, etc., Yosef's hand, as it were, is on your eyes. Hashem is leading you in the right direction, whether you understand it or not. Fine. And I dare say that really is certainly the Meshech Chochma explains it. That is a tremendous, for us, tremendous insight into why we place our hand upon our eyes when we say Kriya Shema. Yosef Yashis es yado leinecha. We confront sometimes things that are not all that understandable to us. Place your hand upon your eyes. Just as Hashem has been Mashgiach upon the Jewish people in the past, so too he will continue to be Mashgiach. Do we understand every turn? Do we understand every dip? Do we understand every station along the roller coaster of history? No, but keep that hand upon your eyes as you say Shema Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tell us once again, brings up the topic of Shema when he gathers together in Parshas Vayechi in Bereishis. Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayomer te'asu v'agid lachem es asher yikra eschem v'achris hayomim. I will come and tell you now what's going to take place in the end of the day. Is he kavtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avichem? He wanted to tell them the methodology, right? He wasn't interested in telling them dates and times and what he called and schoolers necessarily. He wanted to tell them methodology of how they would manage the Golas, and of course Baruch Hu would not avail him of the ability to be able to say it. And he thought perhaps they're not worthy, perhaps there is, as the Medrash says, Shema yesh b'levavchem achlokis al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps you're not worthy, perhaps you have some tightness on Hashem. Why is it Hashem is preventing me? He's taking the Ruach HaKodesh away from me so that I cannot tell you what steps you should follow in the end of days when things will be so complicated, right? Don't we know it? Don't we know it? In so many different ways. But in any event, the answer to him, he says, right, no. Just as in your heart there is, what do you call, only one Hashem, Kishem she'ein bil v'libcha machlokes al HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach ein b'libeinu machlokes el Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is the one who's mashkiach upon us. Hashem is one. Hashem is one. The stuff we understand, the stuff we don't understand, he's all one. And when we say, and the Medrash continues, b'chol yom, when we say Shema Yisrael, we're calling out first and foremost to Yaakov Avinu. So interesting. Just as Yaakov Avinu, when he said Shema Yisrael, who's he talking to? He's talking to himself. He's talking to his children. He's to the Shivtei Kah. He's talking to all of the generations that will come from the Jewish people. And we, when we say Shema, we mean to call to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael. And we mean to call to ourselves and to call to all our brothers and sisters, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Another point also that the Haredim points out is that the word Shema also means to gather together. Right? Shama Shol Esa'am. Pasuk in Shmuel, that Shol gather together the people. Shema is a terminology of bringing together. Just as Shmia, this I heard so many times from Rav Moshe Shapir, Zecher Tzadik V'Chodesh L'Vracha, the difference between Re'iyah and Shmia. In Re'iyah, again, we know your brain is involved in defining, in interpreting, in making available to us all of the sensory input, be it through sound waves, be it through light waves. But in Re'iyah, you see it all at once, the gestalt, the whole picture is there, bang at once. If God forbid a person sees a cheekbone here and a cheekbone there, and then a jaw, etc., clearly something's not right, you need to see a neurologist. Right, in hearing though, hearing is a linear process, it's an assimilative process. You realize that you are hearing sounds, that you're putting together and translating those sounds into words, and the words into sentences, the sentences into paragraphs into entire tales, books, etc. So you know it is an assimilative process. Therefore, Yeshama Shol Sa'am, Shol, gather together people. And so too, we say Shema, says the Sefer Chayim, we have to gather together. These are the two battle cries of the Republic. On the one hand, right, in the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, in all of his Hashkocha is one. He's one in his love for us, in his truth, etc., that he's revealing, sometimes understandable, sometimes not so understandable to us, etc. We don't have the capacity, we don't have the ability to see the total picture, so we don't understand all the time. That's one, as it were, fundamental of the Jewish existence, that is the belief that Hashem is one, Hashem is one. As we know the tales, certainly, I was recently on Tisha B'Av, I was looking at the book by Rav Sinai Adler, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, about some of his experiences, right, in Theresienstadt and in Auschwitz and other places, etc. And he describes when the waves of Hungarian Jews were being brought, right, in just a couple of months' time, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, murdered 400,000 or more Hungarian Jews in a short amount of time. The waves coming in, you'd see some of the Bachrim who would, until now had been learning in their yeshivas or learning wherever they were learning, they're steeped in record and Torah, etc., going in dance, saying Shema Yisrael into the gas chambers, the crematoria, marching towards there, right, to be Mekadoshim Shemayim. But the two things, as it were, that put us together through Shema, as one is this incredible belief in Hashem, and it must be done within the context of also Shema Yisrael, gather together Jewish people, gather together to know that we are all connected to one another. We are irrevocably connected to one another, meant to gather together. Each one is meant to fulfill a different job description in the big picture, in the big portrait, in the big incredibly complex, as it were, tapestry of the Jewish people as it unfolds upon the corridor called history. Each person with a different job. We need to gather together and value one another and realize each one has his goal and his responsibility. In this week's Parsha, in Shema, when we talk about it, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Shu Elokeinu, Ata. Right? Hashem is Mashkiach on the Jewish people of Hashgacha Pratis. Why? Because we're the only one to have picked up the baton, right, of what essentially Adam was created for, to follow the blueprint of the Torah in life, right? We were the only ones who picked it up. Avram picked it up. Passed it to Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yaakov to the Shvatim. The Shvatim were our great-great-great-grandparents, passed it down to us. So we say, Hashem Shu Elokeinu, he's Mashgiach Alinu B'Hashgacha Pratis. Again, everything in the world happens B'Hashgacha. I don't want to get into discussion here, but difference between Hashgacha Klolis and Hashgacha Pratis. Everything happens only according to Hashem's will. Nothing happens to the world which is not Hashem's will. But there are different ways that His will is revealed. We are zochet to something called Hashgacha Pratis, where, right, every event, right, is fine-tuned, right, determined, decreed to take place based upon who we are, right? And that's different from HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a system which has its direction, which has its purpose to reveal Hashem's name, and then a person who is living more on the what people, quote-unquote, usually refer to as normal life way, life style, life pathway, etc. So he's now in this system. Things will happen that are relevant to him. It's all Hashgacha, but he's put into the system. Hashgacha Pratis, on the level of each person having his path defined for him as he goes step by step, is really for people who are plugged into Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim, tovim, etc. Once again, it's all Hashem's Hashgacha. Again, it's a discussion in its own right. Hashem Shulokeinu Ata. Now, He is with us. He's Mashgiach upon us, Hashgacha upon us. V'lo Elokei Ovdei Kochavim. That does not mean that Hashem is not running their lives. He is. But on the fashion of Elokeinu, He is really cool. He's an Elokim. He's an Elokim to them, but not Elokeinu. V'lo Elokei Ovdei Kochavim. He is not, right? He's not guiding their lives in the same fashion he's guiding the Jewish people's lives, because the Jewish people accepted the Torah and the nations of the world did not. Right? Osi Lios Hashem Echad. One day that'll be revealed. He'll be revealed as one. Revealed that everything blends together. Everything had its purpose. Everything had its purpose. Everything that we saw, everything that right, Bar Minan, we should be spared, that people said Dain HaEmes upon in this world, many difficult and difficult situations and experiences, ultimately we'll say upon them HaTov HaMeitiv, we'll see how they were necessary to bring us to the most incredible good. Fine. One more point on Shema, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the Parsha. That is, V'chol Me'odecha, Rashi says, right, we know in V'Avto, again, it's the end of this week's parsha. Shema va'avta. Davarach l'chol melodecha l'chol mida u'mida shemodet l'cha. Vein b'mida tova ben b'mida peronis. You should be love Hashem, right? Not lose your love of Hashem. For through every mida, through every measure that He meets out to us, whether it be a mida tova, be a mida chalila, which is sphere of peronis. V'chein b'david u'omer kos yishuas esa, right? Hashem Hashem Akra, and it says Kos Yeshua Hashem Esa Tzarog Gon Emtza. Right. In other words, there are different stages in life, different parts. There are times of jubilation. There are times that are difficult and pain and tribulation. Says the Meshechach V'chol Me'odecha, the Ma'od Hu Anosaf. The word Ma'od means Nosaf. That which is an addition. V'zeh yitoron lo adam al abal chai. That's the difference between an adam and a bal chai.
Hu sha'adam mesakin atzmo b'shvil to'alios ha'asid. Lochein ha'balchai. Hu misrachek mima sheneged tivo b'lo tzipia ala tovo asid. A person can grasp a bigger picture beyond that which he sees immediately in front of him. Lachai will not put himself into sakana for, right, something that's beyond his ability to see in the here and the now, right, etc. He won't. It's not worth it. He'll find a different way. But a person has the capacity, as it were, to be willing to sacrifice at the moment in order to be able to achieve something which he sees as much greater later on. Right? That's the itaron of the Adam, of man over the beasts of the field. Shafil humanish yargish Adam shakol tova asid. Man has that capacity to be able to, even though he's suffering now. I'm not saying any of this is easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I can do it. Let's just talk about the facts. Shumanish yargish Adam shakol tova asid. To believe gamzu latova, that everything, even the difficult moments, are ultimately for something much greater in the asid. Ol mechilas avon, ol zakir chachomer, to purify a person, uchedoma shar dvarim and istorim el hashgacha. That's part of man's job description. To be meshabeach Hashem, to show his ava for Hashem, so ava for Hashem, v'chol mido umido shumodi l'chov, v'chol merdecha. So Kriyishma is really, as we said before, the battle cry of the Jewish Republic in its declaration that we know that Hashem is Echad, and that Hashem, in His love, concern, and endless wisdom, guides everything in this world to reveal, right, the ultimate truth and the ultimate gift to man, etc. That has to be clear here. Right? In the labyrinths of the mind, it has to be clear. It has to be clear. That's a declaration. Now, let's go back to what we concluded on Tisha B'Av and some of the discussion that relates also to our Parsha this week, in the beginning of the Parsha. The last pasuk in Megillas Eicha, Ki ma'os ma'astanu katzavta leinu ad ma'od. Remember, we just learned about Kriya Shema. We just learned about the declaration that Hashem is Echad. To give expression to you should show your Ava to Hashem, no matter what the Mida is, whether it is a Midas Puraros or whether it is a Mida of success, an expression of goodness, sweetness, etc. This last pasuk says, "Ki ma'os ma'astanu," even if we have been despicable, worthy of being described, "Katzavta aleinu ad ma'od," you have shown exceedingly your anger upon us. You have vented your anger, right, exceedingly upon us. Says Rashi. This is Rashi. "Ki ma'os ma'astanu b'shvil shechatanu," because we sinned. "Lo haya l'cha l'harbos ketzef ad ma'od kasher katzavta." You gave us more than we deserved. How can Rashi say that? This is Rashi HaKadosh. You gave us more than we deserved? It's true we didn't do the right thing. But it's more than we deserved. And I'm not going to bring up scenes. We're all familiar. We've all read books. Certainly about things from what he caught. Right? Even if we've been spared in our personal experience, what we read, we look back at the events of 80 years ago, you cannot wrap your head around it. The horrors. That's where the second half of what Rashi says comes from. L'hoyelecha is a feeling, l'hoyelecha l'harbos ketzef ad ma'od kasher katzavta. You shouldn't have done so much. How can you say that? How can Rashi say that? So let's examine this. The Alkot Shimoni brings down in Yirmiah. Yirmiah cursed the day that he was born. Right? Arur ayom shiyuladti bo. Cursed the day he was born. Says the Medrash, the Alkot. Two people cursed the day they were born. Yirmiah and Iyov.
They both curse the day they were born. Yet Eov is clearly censured for his cursing the day he was born, and Yirmiyah is not. And the Ramban in Shaar Gemul explains, right, the nature of Yirmiyah's cursing the day he was born. And he says that Ki'ilu, he is implying, in his cursing the day he was born, Ribono Shel Olam, Lama Tisnaig Bezohamida. Right? He has no tainas, right? He has no tainas. He's not saying you're not right, you're not fair. Lama Tisnaig Bezohamida, why continue your conduct, your hashgacha in this fashion? V'nevala Yameinu Bebehala, and we should... should live out our days in confusion. We know you're good. We know you are truth. We know everything's deserved, but ichkenisht. It's too much. It's too much to wrap one's head around. Afal b'yish yodim shamida emes amishpat tzedek. Yirmiyah and any of the others who talked about the concept of Tarif Rala, Rosh HaVatovlo, etc., they are Yodim Shahamida Emes Bamishpat Tzedek. They know that. My heart is bursting though. Why are you being mashgiach like this? It's not a question of why you're wrong, right? I know you're right, but I can't. Please do it a different way. And in his Perush on Eov, in his Akdamah, the Perek Gimel, he points out that Eov's friends discerned that when he cursed the date he was born, and it's very fairly clear from the Pesukim themselves, that it wasn't just an issue of I can't. It was a question of I don't believe, chas v'chalil, that Hashem is running the world, or I am, as it were, hesitant about that belief. I'm not convinced. Perhaps we're just in the hand of a dumb blind system, the system of fate, the great roulette wheel, etc. of life. Chas v'chalila. That's the difference. So we understand where Rashi's coming from. We understand where the Yalkut's coming from in differentiating or pointing out to us that both Yirmiyah and Eov cursed the day they were born. We understand the Ramban's interpretation. And with that, let's go a step further. Our parsha begins, Eschanan el Hashem, Ba'isi Lemor, Hashem Melokim, תחילוס להרוס את עבדך, אז גודלך, אז ידך, החזקה, אשר מקל בשמיים וארץ, אשר יעשך, מעשך ועשך, משה רבינו, נעית שבח בשם, is praised השם, you've already shown me your גודל, your יד חזקה, אשר מקל בשמיים וארץ, אשר יעשך, מעשך ועשך, the opening lines, the introductory, as it were, like, parallel to the three brachas of praise that we say at the beginning of our Shemoneh Esrei, every Shemoneh Esrei, before we make our entreaties, to the Rabbon Shalom, our requests, our begging, right, etc. Ebrana, Moshe Rabbeinu's request is, let me go into Eretz Yisrael, right, the other side of the Yarden. And Hashem answers, replies to him, Yisaber Hashem bilema anchem. Hashem, as it were, allowed his anger to extend to me, lema anchem, for your sake, v'lo shamayla. He didn't listen, he didn't heed my prayers. Of course, he accepted the prayers in their own value, but the desired effect of those prayers, no, that did not take place. And that was Ranchem. But Yomer Hashem Elai, Ravlach, have enough. Al Tosef Dabar Elai, Od Badabar Azer, no more. Says the Malbim, what's the Lemanchem? He basically tells us that which we've heard of the places. The Malbim tells us, he articulates this idea that if Moshe Rabbeinu were to come to Eretz Yisrael and to build the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be destroyable. And because the Jewish people showed themselves at the time of the Chet Amaraglim to be deficient in the world of Amunah, there was already, as it were, a fracture in their Amunah, which ultimately, Lashgacha knew, would lead to their worthiness of going into Golos and the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. But if Moshe Rabbeinu were to build it, it would be undestroyable. And Hashem would have to, as it were, have no choice but to vent, right, the punishment, to inflict the punishment upon the Jewish people in the fullest fashion, rather than taking out, as it were, major segment, portion of the din upon the edifice, the place that was Hashem's dwelling place, the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, in addition, so that's one lama on him. Another thing that Rashi says, Rav lach enough. Shlo yomru harav kama koshev atalmid kama sarvan. Right? Rashi also says that that Rav lach is don't continue any further in your supplication because it's not shaykh to fulfill what you're asking, and it looks like there's no point to tefillah. Because we do know that there are times when Hashem takes a nishva, there's a shvua upon Xera, that things will not be overturned, but it doesn't create a proper attitude towards tefillah. Says the Deres Elio on the same psukim. Ma Moshe shenemar lo rav lach lo nimnam levakesh. Says the Gra, right? Says the Deres Elio, don't learn from here that tefillah is a wasted enterprise. Chalela, the exact opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Rav Lach, that he would have plenty of schar. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, what the Balbim is saying about to come into Eretz Yisrael would be problematic for the Jewish people. And nonetheless, he davened. And so to Chizkiah was told by Yishayahu, go home and pack your bags. Right? It's finished. You're going to die. And Chizkiah said, no, I have a Kabbalah. Right? That even a person feels the blade of the sword upon his neck, al yimnas atzman rachim, he shouldn't refrain from davening. He says the Gra bedafka, that Moshe Rabbeinu was aware of all of this, and daven nonetheless, that shows that a person should always daven. Once again, this brings us to an enigma. Why always daven? Don't we believe, let's go back to the issue again, don't we believe that everything Hashem does is for the good? Don't we believe Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? It's all one, it's all good. Just not revealed to us now. It'll be revealed eventually, but not now. So it's all good. So why are we davening? In Mufa'inu, we say Hashem is Rufa Ne'eman V'Rachamon. You can trust him. He's Ne'eman. You can count on him. This is not for nothing. This is a purpose. You should always be spared. But there's a purpose for this, and it's a good purpose. So why are we invoking him as Rachman? He's doing right, what he's doing now is not good. What he's doing now is not the ultimate chesed. Why are we trying to change it? So this is Fasemes. Va'in in the Sada Shvachu Shel Mokom Tchila. Nira. He's commenting. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He talked about Hashem's greatness, what he's shown him, the Yad Chazakah, Godlecha, etc. And then he entreats Ebron Nover, allow me to come in. And we know, every Shimon Esrei, Kimur Shonos, Hashem is Mashkiach, he's Magen Avram, his divine providence is upon us. Hashem is totally omnipotent, he's Mechayim Mesim, no obstacle stands in his way. Hashem is Kodosh, he is transcendent. And yet he wishes us to establish relationships, an imminent relationship with us. Atar Kodosh, and yet Uktoshim v'chol yom, haluch asela, forever and ever and ever. Why the intro? Let's just get on brass tacks. Right? Hashem, get me out of this mess. Help me. So this Hasemes. Ki l'chora mizeh inyan tfilo me'acher sha'afal pi, shal pi mishpat Hashem bolo adam kol asibos. The Mishpat Hashem is true. It's not by chance. It's not mikra. There is no mikra. Rak bizbonin ha'odam godel shvachol shel makom ugrosav hu kol yachol. As a person is mashabech l'rabon Hashem and realizes there is nothing beyond his purview. In his involvement with us, as transcendent as he is of us, but he's totally involved with us. And therefore, va'af sha'mishpat nosin lahanish, even though the straight letter of the law, the mishpat, would say the person deserves an onish, mikomokom yochol ishtanos ha'mishpat l'tov rotzon elyon. Hashem's Hashgacha, Hashem's will with regard to this person, Hashem's plan with regard to this person, with regard to the situation, can be fulfilled b'derech rachamim. Yochel ishtanos hamishpat latov b'rotzon elyon v'hu davar she'eino musag lano. Akihu kol yochel. All we know is he is all capable. He's totally omnipotent. How can you accomplish the same goal b'derech rachamim as b'derech mishpat? It's two different. He is Naaman. You can count on him. This is not unjustified. He's also Rahman. That's one aspect that speaks to the enigma of tefillah. I don't deny your judgment, and nonetheless, I ask you to do b'derech rachamim. I don't deny, like we saw in Eicha, ki ma'os ma'astanu. Right? We have done terrible things. We're deserving punishment. But he avaksakta aleinu ad ma'od. But our punishment is more than we deserve. In the lexicon of the mind, that doesn't sit. In the lexicon of the heart, I can't. And this is true even when we're talking about onshin. Right? The Ramban spoke it out for us with regard to Tzadik Aralo, Rosh Vatovlo. Rashi is telling us this is even true where we know we deserved it. And becholz us. It's too much. The mind has to be clear, and the heart at the same time has to feel and express. Let's examine another face of tefillah. Says the Pasuk, Re'eh limadati yeschem. Perek Dalet, here in our Parsha. Re'eh limadati yeschem, see that I have shown you. It says, see in the singular. Limadati yeschem, in the plural, taught you. Chukim mishpatim asher tzivani Hashem Elokai. La'asos kein bekerav ha'aretz. I have taught you as Hashem commanded me to do in the midst of the land. Asher atem ba'im sham l'rishtah, in this land that you're coming to now in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Imre Emes, son of the Sfas Emes, right? Kasher Tivani Hashem Elokai brings the Rashi in Tainis that what does it mean as Hashem is Metzavami to do it Lishma? To aspire to march the beat of a different drummer, not to just perfunctorily do things, but to do it Lishma. This is what Hashem wants of me. This is what Hashem wants of the Jewish people. This is what I came to the earth for. To do it L'shem Hashem. To live according to Hashem's principles. Shmat ma'asisim haynu kidi'isa. Right? Na'an akulam v'amru talmud godol. Sh'amevi lidei ma'isa. When a person learns the Torah in a way that he wants to know Hashem's will in the world, because he knew he didn't come into the world, right? For the, here today, gone tomorrow existence that most of the world is preoccupied with. Hashem brought us out to the world for something bigger than that, better than that, more eternal than that. We learn it Lishma, we'll do it properly also. And each person, it's not just a job description of the Jewish people as a whole, says the Emes, but it's Re'ei, as we mentioned before, Lashon Yachid. Every person says the Imam Emes, ki kol echad mi Yisrael yesh lo chelik b'Torah ma she'ein yochol ahashlim. Ki kol, you see it, right? Ki kol echad yesh lo chelik b'Torah ma she'ein achar yochol ahashlim. Every person has got his chelik that no other person can do, because no other person comes down to this earth with the same soul makeup, with the same nurture, with the same nature, with the same strength, with the same weaknesses, etc. Live like that. Learn the Torah like that. Know that's how you're meant to learn the Torah. The unique way that you understand it, and the unique way that you fulfill it through Shmat and Vasisim. Further, so the next pasuk, Shmat and Vasisim ki hil choch maschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. Guard the Torah, do the Torah. For this is your wisdom, your understanding, right? Your knowledge and your understanding before in the eyes of the world. Asher Yishmun, es kol achukim ha'ele v'amru rak am chachom v'navon ha'goya godol hazeh. Yichach masrem uvinaschem, says Rashi, b'zoz techashu chachomim v'navonim le'ini ha'amim. Strange pasuk, right? You know why you should do the mitzvahs? So you look good in the eyes of the Jews, in the eyes of the nations of the world, right? It's like, you know, the people make lists of Nobel Prize winners, right, amongst the Jews and as opposed to the other populations of the world, and how we are so disproportionately represented. Is that why we came here? We came here to be disproportionately represented amongst the Nobel Prize winners? I mean, it does point out certain things about the Jewish people, but that's why we came here? Really? That's interesting. Some people actually think that. Rachmanes upon. But if we keep the Torah, then we, says the Sfas once again, they see us as, this is an amazing nation. They live according to their creed, they live according to their Bible, they live according to their Talmud, they live according to the commandments and the precepts of their Creator. But you shouldn't think that's why. In other words, you're meant to make that mark upon the world. Aval lachem yesh ladas ki yesh od gavoa me'al gavoa. Lizdavik b'shor shalukus, kon shahay b'kabolas ha-Torah, parsina, b'alzeh, m'sayim, ha-parsha, raki shom lecha, pentishkach, right? Pasuk Tes, raki shom lecha, pentishkach ha-dvarim, right? Don't forget, you stood at Sinai, don't forget to do the Torah mitzvahs properly. That's what you have to remember. Remember Sinai, Yom Asher Amadat Levnei Hashem Lekecha B'chorei. Remember that day. In other words, if you do the Torah mitzvahs, this will be your chokhmah, this will be your bina. In the eyes of the world, what a people. What a people live according to their, what do you call it, to the truths that they've received. Right? Magnificent. How chashuv. How wise they are. How understanding they are. But you have to remember, don't forget Sinai. This is not to just look good in the eyes. I have to look good in the eyes of the nations of the world. That's a byproduct. You have to remember, don't forget Sinai. Don't remember the Ikra Ikrim. Don't remember your connection back to Hashem. So we can continue though. This will be your Chachma, this will be your Bina in front of the nations of the world. Kimigo Yerla Sherlo Elokim Kuvim Elav Kashem Elokim Bechol Karein Elav. You will be, if you follow the Torah properly, if you remember your roots, your connection to Hashem, and that creates the Kiddush Hashem, the nations of the world, they look at what fantastic people these are, right? Your tefillah will show your closeness to Hashem. Because you're marching the beat of a different drummer. Your tefillah will generate a response, and they'll say, these are not just the wise people. These are holy people. They're close to Hashem. How many times do we know of where saintly Jews were requested even by non-Jews to pray for them? Because it was clear. Their relationship to Hashem via the Torah put them on a different plane in terms of the way they requested, what they requested. Amazing. So this Fasemis, V'chein Sidju Chachamim B'chol Yom Seder Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim V'Kabbalas HaTorah V'Kriyashma She'ikar HaTorah. Get your head straight. Before Kriyashma, right, we remember Maimon HaSinai in the Brach of Avarabba, like Arizal says, right? Parshas Tzitzis, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, he put us on a journey. He revealed himself to us and to the world that he's putting us on a journey. Torah, Matan Torah, he gave us the tools. Screw your head on straight. And then daven. Achakach zochen letfila. When you know who you are, where you come from, why you came here, and what you're supposed to be doing, each person revealing his oath in the Torah, like we've mentioned so many times before from the Shlah, Yisrael is Yeshishim Riba Osios the Torah. Each person has his own os in the Torah to reveal. When you have your head screwed on straight, then, now when you daven, of course the tefillah is right on mark. Hashem will be Messiah, he will aid the one who is marching to the Torah's beat in this world and realizes that his purpose, his tafkid for being here, is to reveal Hashem's presence in the world through thought, through word, through deed. The Zer Shomer B'chol Koreinu Elav, right? Who is close to us, as all the ways we call it Hashem, Az Hu Korov, right? Per Shiyachol Adam La'orer Tamid HaKurvos Shahai B'matan Torah Krevus, right? The closest that we experience the Matan Torah, a person can always be Ma'ori, can awaken again through Tefillah. So we've seen two aspects of Tefillah. We've seen the aspect of Tefillah where I know it's true, but I can't. That's one aspect of Tefillah. And the other aspect of Tefillah is which are a reflection of the truth that we know. Both of those Tefillahs are potent. They're Tefillahs that we utter with our heart and our soul when we're dreadfully in pain. And there are tefillahs that we utter when things are going well. But we reiterate through our tefillah that we understand that who is the source of all of this. A person also can only do this if his head is screwed on straight. I didn't come here to have a blast. It doesn't mean my life has to be miserable. That is not the purpose I came here. I came here to rectify, I came here to reveal, I should say better, a letter in the Torah. I, as part of the Jewish people, as a whole, and I as an individual. A person has that straight first, the Shema, the Torah, the knowledge of the history of the Jewish people, Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Matan Torah, then his tefillah is an expression of, it's all from you, Hashem. That reveals Hashem's presence as well. Two aspects of tefillah. So if this is a time of nechama, of machshava acheres, let's try and reconnect to the depth of Kriya Shema. Let's try and reconnect to what we mentioned before, the enigma of tefillah, where I know the truth of Kriya Shema, and yet at the same time, Hashem, please reveal your hashkacha, as justified as it is, but reveal it in a fashion of rachamim. Accomplish your goal, your ratzon, for me, for the ones I'm praying for Klal Yisrael, through an avenue of rachamim. And then, the avenue of tefillah, which gives expression to the truth that we know, that we came here for a unique mission as a people, and came here as a unique mission as individuals. Ten Hashem, all of us, all of Klal Yisrael, should be zocha to a real nechama this year. A real nechama. We should be zocha to see the conclusion of the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. It's Hashem we should see in front of our eyes, so that even the nations of the world are not marching to the beat of the drum, but it be so clear, Hashem Echad. Amen.